You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, a roughly 6-ton monument built to look like a sea stack was recently completed, marking the center of a massive agricultural region in Wisconsin. It has nothing to do with dairy pasture, barley for beer, or even corn. No, the Wisconsin-Ledge American Viticultural Area is a federally recognized status for growing grapes. Steve Debaker is co-owner of Trout Springs Winery in Greenleaf. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
What is an American viticultural area? What does that recognition mean?
Sure. So just as you might recognize Napa Valley or Sonoma Valley on a wine label, the Wisconsin Ledge is an appellation of origin recognizing Northeast Wisconsin based upon the Niagara Escarpment. But it allows us to be basically set at the same level as any other great grape growing region in the United States.
So this includes the peninsula, the Door County Peninsula, and that area. Can you talk about what makes that region a good place here in the Midwest to grow wine grapes?
Sure. So it goes all the way up into Door County. It goes all the way down south to Port Washington, mm-hmm. and then again over to Lake Winnebago. And basically, because of the three lakes that surround us, the Bay of Green Bay, Lake Michigan, and Lake Winnebago, it allows us to do things here that are more temperate climate. The temperature does not change rapidly. It changes very slowly. Plus, it's also 10 degrees cumulatively warmer in the Wisconsin Ledge area as it is just 60 miles to the west or south of us. So it allows us to do a lot of great things that a lot of other places can't do.
If we were having this conversation, I don't know, 5 years ago, Steve, I think I might have been thinking, what? Wine grapes in Wisconsin? Now it seems like it's more of an established fact. Are we on the map now as a state when it comes to being a place where good wine's coming from?
We are, definitely. When we started in 95, there was only 16 wineries in the whole state of Wisconsin. Now there's at least 137 because of the appellation of origin that was made by the federal government in 2012. A lot more wineries have got on board. A lot more people have got interested. It's become more of a tourist destination than it's ever been.
Now, sometimes I think people might say in your position, oh, I'm a winery. Oh, more wineries are open. Oh, no, more competition. I understand you see this as a benefit to your business and the region as a whole.
There's no doubt. I mean, when we started, like I said, there was very few. If there's only one or two, it's great. It's great. But when you have many, it now becomes a destination spot. And so as far as in 2017, their estimates were that there was about 51 million tourists coming into the state of Wisconsin, creating about $2 million worth of economic impact just from that alone. So It's made a tremendous advance over the years.
Now, you celebrated this viticultural area status with a monument that got completed earlier this year. Why did you want to have this this physical recognition of this distinction?
Right. Because the state is so large and the appellation is so large, I mean, it encompasses just under 2.5 million acres of land. And so the ideal spot for a monument, in my mind, was the central spot, north and south and east and west geographically. And so we chose Waymore Park, which is just out of Wayside, Wisconsin. Very nice park. We chose that park to be the centerpiece for the monument. And we wanted a monument just because, you know, people love to see it, feel it, touch it. It's tangible. It's educational. There's so many things you can learn when you're looking at the sign about the Niagara Escarpment. So this is why we wanted to build it.
We're talking to Steve Debaker, co-owner of Trout Springs Winery in Greenleaf, Wisconsin, looking at a new designation for the Wisconsin Ledge area in eastern Wisconsin. It's now an American viticultural area, recognizing it as a distinct wine-producing region in the country, a new monument to mark that distinction. Steve, I don't know a lot about wine production. I understand there are different strains and varieties of grapes that go into winemaking. Are there particular varieties of grapes that do well in your part of the state?
Absolutely. The types of grapes that we can grow are called French American hybrids. These are grapes that have been studied by the University of Minnesota and have proven to be hardy, cold hardy for our area. We obviously cannot grow viniferas like your Cabernets and Rieslings that they grow out in California. Our winters do not allow that. But here in Wisconsin, we can grow the the same kinds of cool temperate grapes that they grow in Europe, in the cooler temperate regions of Europe. And so that's what we grow here in Northeast Wisconsin.
I've heard this word terroir, which means vaguely, as I understand it, you know, that the place you grow something in, the soil imparts a particular flavor to your wine or your food or whatever. Is there a Wisconsin Ledge region terroir, a local flavor?
Absolutely. Because we sit basically on the Niagara Escarpment, which is this huge limestone rock that's filled with lots of different, geology and geographic formations over 420 million years, the grapes can reach down up to 25 to 30 feet, and they get into that limestone area. And so our grapes and our wines, typically made here in Northeast Wisconsin, have a minerality about them that you can find almost nowhere else in the world. So it sets us apart.
Can you take us through the life cycle of your grapevines and how much work goes into them?
Oh my goodness. Where do we begin? It starts in late March. You're out there pruning the vines. If you don't prune them back, you have to trick them into thinking that they're dying, basically. So you prune them back very harsh. Then they want to perform for you. So you start that in March, and that goes all the way up to about late June, early May, when bud break happens. Bud break happens, you're out there with your different sprays, you're looking at doing preventatives like mold, mildew preventative, maybe some insecticide, maybe a little foliar fertilizer. In the meantime, you have to keep the under trellis clean of weeds and debris, because you always want a nice clean airflow underneath your vineyard. And so you're positioning shoots all the way up until about August, which is when you hedge the grapes on either side to allow sunlight to penetrate. And then you start all the bird wailers and the balloons and the hawk kites of the birds, and everything else doesn't get them. And so finally you get to September, mid-September, which is what we're in the middle of right now. And we're harvesting grapes, and that's the next challenge, is to get everything in the barrel.
I want to take you back to 1995 when you opened up your winery, I think, Steve. And I'm imagining conversations where you say, "Hey, I'm going to open up a winery." And people say, "Yeah, great." In Wisconsin. And people say, "What? How? What led you to do that there?"
Well, I mean, people certainly would drive by and ask me what we were doing. And after we said planting wine grapes, they said, "Well, what are you nuts? Grapes don't grow here." And of course, now they buy the wine. But I mean, yeah, back then we were pioneers. We didn't even know if this would work, but I had an idea it would work because of the general climate. We've been growing cherries and tender fruit here in Northeast Wisconsin for a long, long time. And I figured if they can grow that, there's certainly no reason why we can't do, French American hybrids. And so once that began, I mean, it was, here we are, we're still at it.
What was the learning curve like to go from, growing, being in a cherry region and going out and learning what it goes into growing the wine grapes and then making the wine?
Well, there were struggles. There's no doubt. I mean, it wasn't, you just plant grapes and make some wine. There were certainly struggles here. We sit on a high water table at our location. So about the third or fourth year in, I'm dumping tons of fertilizer on the crop and I'm not getting any fruit. And I'm thinking, what's going on? This is a horrible disaster. But it turns out that because of the high water table, we had to tile the vineyard. Once we did that and we started foliar feeding, all of a sudden we got grapes, and it was the changing point which turned it around.
There are a lot, as you mentioned, of winemakers in your part of the state now. How much variety of final products do we find as we tour from one winery to another there?
Well, you certainly can find just about everything. Other winemakers are making different fruit wines, obviously. But in the grape, sector, you can make, light versions of the same grape. You can make a nice barrel-aged version, the reds, the whites. You can do port wine, which is a fortified wine. And you can even do something very special called ice wine, where the grapes are frozen on the vines, pick frozen and press frozen, something very special here that we can only do in the northern part of the United States.
So what do you love about growing grapes and making wine, especially doing it all here in Wisconsin?
Well, the best part is when people drink the wine and they enjoy the product. We compete all over the United States. When you get medals, You get validation for your efforts. Seeing the whole region grow year after year after year. I think that's what really makes it enjoyable, and you know, seeing that vision come to fruition has really been rewarding.
Well, before I let you go, I should ask what I would ask any farmer: how was the crop this year?
Oh man, we had a great year. I mean, it's we had the heat units, we had lots of 90-degree days. There's lots of fruit out there. We're up to our ears in grapes right now. So I took a break to do this, but I'm back outside, crushing into stemming as soon as I'm done. So we're hard at it.
Well, I better let you get back to work. Steve, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Take care.
That's Steve DeBaker, co-owner of Trout Springs Winery in Greenleaf. We talked to him today about the new monument marking the Wisconsin Ledge American Viticultural Area, the latest area to be designated as a wine-growing region here in Wisconsin, and the conditions that allow that region to make wine, surprisingly to some people.